You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Welcome to Live and Lead for Impact. I'm Kirsten Rasch, your host, and this is episode number 158. Today, I'm speaking about a topic that is super important for making your impact: leading while your message makes some mad. Here's the reality. You won't make everyone happy all the time. My ancient secret for you. So I'm going to dive in a quick second. But first, I just want to congratulate you on the choice to invest in you and your pursuit of impact today. My hope is that you're taking in the information I share here and then getting in action. I always say, digest it, ponder, apply. That's where you make your plan, and then act. No analysis paralysis. So like I said, today I'm covering a really important mindset shift strategy. The goal is that by the end of our quick time together, you'll have the motivation needed to hurdle into the discomfort of change and the specific steps to take if this area is a challenge for you. I know from questions I've received and work with thousands of leaders over years that increasing team follow-through is a focus for many. In addition, sometimes getting that follow-through to happen, it requires having conversations that are going to leave some feeling frustrated. Over the course of almost 30 years, I've worked with many leaders who love to keep everyone happy. It's a great goal, but it just doesn't jive with leadership or parenting for that matter. And there are, ironically, some similarities. The goal is to find business success, and it isn't always possible to achieve that and keep everyone happy. I mean, that's the reality. I always say you are who you are in your work and in your life. We can work on one and we'll impact both. This is tended to hold especially true when it comes to people pleasing. Here are some clues that you might be avoiding conversations or messages that might make people mad. Take note and think about whether this rings true for you. Maybe you know some others. Some of these might remind you of people in your life too. So first, you tell yourself that employees and volunteers should just know what to do. I can't tell you the number of times I've heard leaders say that one. You've resigned yourself to the belief that if you want things done right or done at all, you just have to do them yourself. You are constantly overwhelmed. You have resentment building inside towards members of your team and likely in your life. You are afraid to have performance correction conversations, or you tell yourself you don't have time for the conversations. Excuses win. Eventually you say, now it's been too long and it would be weird to bring it up now. I'm going to take a brief second here and just let you chuckle before I move on to the next. Whenever I share this information, you know, in person with a coaching client or from a stage, lots of uncomfortable giggles to that one. You stuff your feelings or are not even aware of them. Maybe you aren't even certain what I mean when I ask about your feelings. I have literally had clients look at me with this puzzled expression on their face when I ask, how are you feeling today? Or how did that feel when that happened? You minimize your own wants and needs. You excuse or justify away your need to speak up. If this is you, trust me, you are not alone. I can't count the number of times I've had clients tell me, I just want everyone to be happy. I'm just really nice. Generally, what are they doing to try to keep everyone happy? Avoiding tough conversations, lying, withholding information, manipulating circumstances, saying yes to way too many tasks, which all lead to overwhelm, resentment, and frustration. And there are many unintended consequences beyond the personal buildup of resentments, overwhelm, frustrations, disappointments, chaos that comes with trying to keep everyone around you happy so that you can feel okay. The lost energy spent to track modified messages makes things happen covertly, stuffing true feelings while plastering a smile. Yes, beyond all of those personal consequences are these. These are what I call the unintended consequences. You rob others of the opportunity to excel. Your employees or coworkers likely have no idea you'd like them to do better or be different. By staying silent or complaining only to others, you are robbing them of the chance to choose different actions. Remember, I've shared this many times. One of the innate desires of humans, about 97% of humans, your employees want to feel like they're doing a good job. And most want the truth. If you're telling them nothing or only telling them what they want to hear, they're not sure if they're really doing a good job. And how often are you saying, "I just don't have time to have that correction conversation"? Honestly, they're not feeling confident and happy. They're feeling confused and uncertain. If they show up late, leave early, or take longer lunches, they're setting the work hours for your business. If they fail to follow the processes you've outlined or use the new piece of equipment, they are designing how work should happen. Is that what you want? Sometimes we fail to realize that that's what's happening. If employees are doing their work the way they decide, the way they choose to do it. If they're staying on cell phones, having bad attitudes with your customers or patients, they are making those business decisions for you. They're determining what it should feel like when someone tries to work with you. If they decide deadlines by missing yours, those are business decisions they're making. And it's highly likely that your employees, one, don't have the same perspective, breadth of information, knowledge, insight that you do as a leader, and two, may not be putting the interest of the business ahead of their own. So food for thought, think about all of those. Who do you want making decisions in your business, nonprofit, department? Here's the next unintended consequence. People can't trust you. Yep, that's right. Whether it's just a deep down feeling they carry or something they know to be true for certain, those around you can't trust your words. You say you are fine, but are you really? You say you can help, but will you actually show? You say you're happy with their achievements, but have they really done enough? So many of my clients have been in this situation. In every instance, once they started speaking up, transformation happened, and quickly. Angry employees resigned. I mean, here's one of my favorites. If you've heard me speak or been listening to this podcast for a while, you've likely heard this one. I consider it one of my biggest triumphs in working with a team. But there was an employee who was working for a client who was the angriest, most entitled employee I've ever seen. When they shared his employee file with me, my blood was boiling. He was spending most of his day sitting on different internet sites that he shouldn't have been on. He was supposed to be answering the phones and taking great care of customers. He was showing up whenever he wanted. And when his supervisor tried to talk to him, to ask him to behave a different way, to do his job, to show up on time, he would start screaming and swearing at her, pounding his fists on the desk, and then he would bust out of her office and throw everything off of his coworker's desk as he walked down the hall. He was still working there, and I couldn't believe it. On top of that, he had written some emails. One was that it had come to his attention that they couldn't hold him responsible for showing up on time because they didn't have an attendance policy. That, you know, you should have an attendance policy, but guess what? You have to have your butt in the seat to do your job. The good news is that after some coaching with this supervisor and helping her to prepare exactly what she was going to say, I sat with her and I had coached her about how to maintain control of the conversation. And she had what was a very scary conversation for her, but she maintained control. She set the clear expectations. She identified where the gaps were and what he needed to do differently. And within just a few days, he quit. That is a moment to celebrate. In many instances, there might be some pushback that employees have, as I have coached their leaders into setting clear expectations, holding people accountable, and having good correction conversations. And during the period of transition when they thought they could still make the rules, you know, there is a little bit of not doing what they've been asked. But eventually, most employees get on board. Productivity increases, and that investment of conversation has great ROI, as the entire team is aligned with business objectives. So do you feel motivated to make change that you must? Here are 5 steps to stop your people-pleasing. 1, collect the pain. This is how I almost always start with a new coaching client who has difficulty with people-pleasing. Begin to notice where you feel resentment, disappointment towards others. Notice when you're overwhelmed and frustrated. Pay attention to all the times you put your agenda aside for someone else's emergency or request. Feel inward. Notice your own feelings, in other words, instead of noticing everyone else's. Determine what it is that you want and/or need. It may have been a while since you thought about what you wanted. Practice doing some check-ins throughout the day. Set an alarm if you need to on your phone, so that you just take a quick second to do an inventory. Determine whether you're pretending to be happy or if you really are. Here's the 3rd. Start speaking up. Begin having at least small correction conversations with your employees. Cell phones out, lack of follow-through on a small project, no to requests where appropriate, and start asking for help from others. Set clear expectations for your employees. Provide constructive feedback where necessary. Here's the thing. The responses that you fear will likely not happen. And the more you practice speaking up, the more you'll work that muscle, the more confidence you'll build. I mean, you can start with some easier ones, employees that are better at taking constructive feedback if you want. You don't have to start, like if you have an employee like the one I just shared about, you know, you don't have to start there, but start somewhere and you'll build that confidence. Gather successes. As you speak up, have a correction conversation, ask for help, or say no and get a good response, take note. Remember all the times that your feared outcome did not happen. Like I said, I don't know if I can think of any times when the level of fear was consistent with the response that one of my clients has gotten. Start with people who are easier to speak with, then work towards tackling the tougher employees. The ones who use stay stuck strategies to design their own work, save those for a little later. But no, be careful that you aren't focusing on feedback to just your rock stars too long. Remember, they take feedback well and it's easier, but if you stay in this phase too long, they start to feel frustrated. Why are you focusing on me when other people are doing all kinds of stuff and I'm the one picking up the slack? 5, build momentum. Continue to speak up as you build enthusiasm and feel empowered. And then enjoy the feeling and keep going. I hope this helps. I know I just shared a lot today, so you might want to go get the show notes. Go to defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast site, and go to episode number 158. You'll find all the steps that I just shared right there. Maybe you'll even want to print out a copy for yourself. And if you've been struggling with delegation, I have a great ebook. It's The 6 Simple Steps of Great Delegation. Go grab your free copy. You can find it at defeatthedrama.com/delegation sheet. So again, this is Kirsten Ross, author, podcast host, and CEO of Focus Forward Coaching. For over 30 years, I've been helping to defeat team drama, to 4x productivity, wow customers, and improve the bottom line with simple, actionable strategies, systems, communication hacks, and mindset shifts. I look forward to helping you make your bigger, bolder impact. If you want some customized strategies, grab a spot on my calendar. Go to defeatthedrama.com/call. I look forward to hearing from you. Get out there and make it a great day.